Hi, how you doing? So, I am really fucking tired today. It was a long day. What I'm about to tell you is only a small portion of my day. But, anyway. I'm gonna do something a little bit different. Because I don't have the energy to do anything else, honestly. I'm being very real with you. But hopefully you like this. I have a little story. I could begin the story a couple years ago. A lot of years ago, actually, where there was this girl who made me question my sexuality in high school. I was friends with her, and I would think about her a lot. And, you know, in the kind of way that you were quote-unquote supposed to think about boys. I kind of had an existential crisis because up until then I could have sworn I was straight. But look at me now. Yeah. Anyway. We're still friends. Throughout high school, we come to terms with our sexuality, and she's also into girls, and I'm like, yeah. There was some flirting that may or may not have been flirting, and neither of us could tell if we were joking. But I guess the conclusion was that we were joking because she started dating another girl. So they've been going out for a while. And recently they broke up. She was pretty worried about it. Yeah. I was there for her. I was gonna tell her how I felt. But I didn't wanna, you know, jump. Yeah, so, finally, a lot later, I had the opportunity to tell her how I felt, and she said that she's always found me attractive as well. So, the next time that we hung out after that, just alone, just the two of us, some shenanigans ensued. I was really nervous, and she was kind of nervous too, but she was more experienced than I was, and she took the time and, you know, kind of was really nice about it, really patient with me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she, that was the first time she ate me out. That was the first time that she ate me out. And I came really, really fucking hard. It was ridiculous. Oh boy. For real though. Crazy. What else? And then, fast forward today, we haven't seen each other alone in a while, so we were planning to hang out because we haven't seen each other in a while, and I asked her the night before, hey, do you want a continuation of the last time you were here? And she replied something really casual, like, yeah, sure, dude. I was like, you don't seem so enthused. She was quite enthused. She was on her period, so I couldn't really, you know, get at that, but she still took it upon herself to eat me out like she was at a fucking buffet. Oh my fucking god. She figured out what she figured out what gets me going, and she just kept at it. Oh my God, it was just a string of just me coming over and over again. Oh my fucking God. I'm smiling thinking about it because it was ridiculous. One thing that was really cool was she let me sit on her face. That was really nice. And we were like upside down on the bed, and so I was like facing the bathroom, and the bathroom door was open, so like the bathroom mirror was right there, and I could like see my, like I didn't really like think that I would find that sexy, you know, like seeing myself in that kind of way. But I have been working out quite a bit recently, and I'm quite proud of my body as of late, so I was like, damn, okay, cool. And it was just, was so good. Before we had started, I asked her if she wanted to help me make an audio because she knows I do this. And also, I'm sorry, this vocal fry is completely ridiculous, but I'm so tired. I'm so fucking tired. And it was the one of the first times that I found myself like unable to contain my screams. I was trying to be quiet because, you know, my brother was downstairs, and even though he was a little distracted by other stuff, he probably was listening to music or something. I still don't want him to hear the shenanigans that were happening, music playing to like block out stuff, but still. Oh man, I'm remembering things, and God, I almost fell off the bed twice. The first time, because, you know, was taking a ride on that face. And I was just, my legs gave out, and I just kind of toppled over, and I just, oh my God, like I don't know what was happening, but I just kept kind of inching off the bed, and I was like, I'm gonna fall off. So she chilled out for a little, and let me regroup, and then we were like facing a different direction. I was like, can I lay down now? Because my legs are so tired. Like, my legs are completely fucking shaking. And oh my God. The moral of the story is, I don't know what the moral of the story is. What I learned from today is, oh, pipes. Make a noise. Sexy. I don't know how that's gonna come across, but today is a very candid audio, if you will. You know. What I learned today is I would hear in audios things like, oh, I'm gonna make you come so hard, and I'm gonna make you like keep coming, and you're gonna feel so sensitive, and it's gonna hurt you or whatever, and it's like gonna be like too much. And I was like, what are you talking about? I know now. Oh, man. Yeah. I'm so glad that she's a giver. I'm so glad. And she was very happy to just have a face full of my pussy. Didn't ask for much else in return. Yeah. So we hung out. Got wings with the bros. Yeah. Acted super normal after it. It's not a big deal. You know, friends with benefits. That's how you do it. Oh, God. But, yeah. I may be enlisting her help with making an audio sometime soon, so that might be a thing that'll happen. Yeah. It's Frantic Tumble. Signing off. My first and probably last story time. I don't know. I don't have a whole lot of stories to tell. Good night. Or morning, afternoon, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this. Bye.